of this recording,
St. Vincent and the Grenadines 2,
is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a releasing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her face with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Alright, so I'm from St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I am 26 years old. I am 10 of 10. My mother have 10 children for my father. My father have outside children though. I went to a Catholic school, both primary and secondary. So English for me had to be, you know, on the ball. You had to speak well, you had to carry yourself with a sense of grace and a sense of poise as a gentleman. Our motto actually is boys will be boys, but St. Martin's boys will be gentlemen. So coming to Jamaica, I had to speak English, you know, because I try to get people to understand what I'm saying, because I don't want to be talking and then they can't understand anything. So I tried my best to speak, you know, fluent English so that they can understand, though there are some things that might be slightly different if I decide to speak our Creole, like we take off a lot of things off the end of the word, you know. So instead of saying singing, we would say singing. Yeah, so you go down and up singing, you know. I grew up with my friends. I'm always with my friends, you know. Like, we would go to youth group on a Friday and we would leave and go home Saturday morning, you know, because we just always want to be together. And, like, after church on a Sunday, we would go out and spend the entire day together and probably have to go home in the night to scribble down homework because, you know, if you fail, your parents are going to kill you, you know. So, because I went to one of the top schools in St. Vincent, you know, so you had to keep your grades above a certain GPA. Or, you know, you're going to be in a lot of problems with your parents. Let me see. I like farine. That's a food that's from St. Vincent. It's made from cassava. Yeah, so it's like little finey grains, but they're very hard and they just kind of hot up your teeth sometimes, you know. But they're very good. Like, I love them, you know. You put them in your tea and they just actually swell. Like, anytime they get wet, they would swell. So, like, sometimes you put them in your tea and they would always sink to the bottom of the tea. So, you're pouring out farine and you're thinking that, oh, you know, you have enough. And then, well, you're thinking that, oh, I need some more because I'm not seeing the farine, you know. And then you're pouring and then you end up pouring all the farine and then it sucks up all the tea and then all the farine just in the cup because everything just sinks to the bottom. So, you don't see it. So, you need to know how to measure it, like, you know how much you want because eventually it would swell and it fills you really fast. So if you're not careful, like, you're going to throw out a lot of farine and then you end up wasting it because you're already full, you know.